This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter at Captain's America, and you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and while you're there, you can send us a message. It'll take a few minutes to get to us, but we'll get it, and we'll answer you on the air. So there you go. Now, joining us right now, from the thriving metropolis of California, not very far away from Los Angeles, we have the one and only professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren.
Hey, thank you, Captain. Hello, everybody.
Still 72 degrees, and you're out on the porch, and I see shorts and T-shirts right now. Okay, thanks, guys. There we go. Last call for alcohol right now.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States.
Of America.
And to the Republic. For which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible. With liberty and justice for all. And don't forget, we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, you can't help but just sit back and wonder what on earth is going to happen next, because the U.S. and NATO officials that have been drilling together have said that the Russian military has been shadowing the U.S. ships, and in particular the aircraft carrier in the battle group, Harry S. Truman, that have been participating in a multinational exercise in the Adriatic Sea, adding that the outside observance wasn't unusual and not necessarily related to rising tensions over Ukraine. Oh, yeah? Want to bet?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that would be a pretty interesting bet. It kind of goes back to the idea of having all those troops in such close proximity, or at least the massive troops that Putin has on the border with Ukraine. Something is bound to happen. And especially when you get out on the high seas and you get so close together, or you get the people shadowing our fleet and so forth, something else can happen because those tensions are high. And so it's again a very, very dangerous situation. And the world has to feel, Captain, that there's a steady hand on the tiller. I know there is in the aircraft carrier, that's for sure. But in terms of the American foreign policy, of what's happening from moment to moment, and hopefully there is some projection of that.
Well, a lack of flights right now, and as you know, we are involved with one of the groups that's getting people out of Afghanistan in terms of delivering their message. We can't say a lot about what's going on right now, but a lack of flights and the search for a new U.S. reception center are amongst the hurdles now facing the White House as it races to speed up the evacuation of at-risk Afghans from their homeland, according to a senior U.S. official and others familiar with the new plan. Now, we've been telling you about the hundreds of Afghan officials and soldiers that have been caught and killed and just left their bodies, their corpses, on the side of the road for all to see.
And that is a way of sending a very clear message.
That's what they're doing. Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what they're doing. And, of course, Captain, every single at-risk person who can get out of Afghanistan, you know, we totally support the American government, whatever means that they can use. That being said, obviously, we would not be in this position if the Biden administration had
a plan.
That's right. Done almost anything different than it did. Because otherwise, Captain, the chaos that reigned in Kabul and so forth was just unnecessary. And here we go. And this is the fruit of that kind of behavior by the Biden administration.
Well, we can look at one thing, I guess. Omicron is over now, right?
Essentially, it is, yes.
I mean, it's getting better, right?
Right.
The economy added, what, 467,000 jobs? Far more
right.
than expected. That's good, right?
Right.
And then Biden turned around yesterday and admitted that the Americans are getting clobbered by inflation, high food and gas prices under his administration.
Right, because they can't simply, you know, use words from the podium anymore to try to pretend that it's not really happening.
Well, I don't think that he was supposed to mention that last three words under my administration. I don't think that was something he was supposed to be mentioning.
Yeah, maybe he misread it. Maybe he added it in. Maybe he meant to say over the last year or something like that. But he's been making a lot of these kinds of mistakes. But certainly, Captain, the very fact that even the Biden Politburo can't possibly think that they can come out and say things or have mm-hmm. Biden say things or any other Democrat politician say something that just goes against what people see with their own eyes.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, right after this break. Don't go anywhere. We will be back with more. And let me see what this sounds like. Here we go.
This is David Moss Jr. Stop by Moss Nissan and tell him the captain sent you.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
In the United States, heart failure impacts more than 6 million adults, leading to about 1 million hospitalizations each year. Heart failure is a long-lasting condition in which the heart is unable to pump enough blood to meet the body's needs for blood and oxygen. But there are things people can do in consultation with their healthcare provider to help manage their disease. This is true for Ray, who is currently living with heart failure.
I find that communications with my doctors is key. This includes notifying them of any changes in heart failure symptoms and listening to their advice.
To help support people living with heart failure by providing educational resources, Merck, in collaboration with Mended Hearts, has introduced At the Heart of the Matter, Moving Forward After Your Heart Failure Hospitalization.
While it can be discouraging at first to hear that you have heart failure, you eventually find out you aren't alone in this journey.
Learn more, know more. Visit attheheartofthematter.com for more information. This segment is brought to you by Merck.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty. And we are back on the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends over at Relief Factor. Now, that is Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team. And they gladly and willingly give you a tremendous discount to get you started on Relief Factor, because they don't make any money, folks, at $19.95 when they give you that 3-week quick start. They don't make a dime, but they're trying to get something that you can take that you'll find out will work for you. And then what you'll find out when you go down the line is that this product, you'll say, "Why didn't I know this about this sooner?" Which is true. Because that's what I said when I started to take it. Why didn't I know about it sooner? I was taking Mobic. I was taking Flexeril, which had an effect on me every now and then where I'd be tired when I wasn't supposed to be, or I'd have maybe I'd have a cramp when I wasn't supposed to have a cramp or something like that. It just wasn't doing what it was supposed to do. So I went to look for something else, and before I found Relief Factor, I found what was called a handful of Aleve. And I do mean a handful. I take 8, 10 at a time to cut the pain down that I was having and the swelling and whatnot. It worked, but it also tore my stomach up, as you might well imagine. But Relief Factor is now part of my integrated health plan that helps my body reduce inflammation and the swelling that I suffer with the left leg and ankle and foot. And as a result, because of the ingredients turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, it goes right straight to the source of my pain and gets rid of the pain, too, or makes it tolerable. Sometimes it won't get rid of all of it, but it'll certainly make it to where I'm not hurting anymore like I was. Now, it's 100% drug-free. It's also 100% botanical and fish oil product, which is all good for you. Your body needs to have that kind of stuff. And all you got to do is go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com
/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. And for $19.95, you get started with the 3-week quick start, and away you go. Now, if it works for you after 3 weeks, you just stay right there, and then they'll keep on sending it to you. Of course, it won't be $19.95 anymore, but yet it'll be what the prorated price would be for a full month supply or 5 week supply. I think they do it in a 5 week is the way they do it. I think I forgot how they do it now. But anyway, relieffactor.com/captain. Give it a try. All you got to lose is pain, right, Kyle?
That's exactly right, Captain.
All right, now, according to the U.S. Customs and Border Enforcement, the area around El Paso, Texas, is the most popular, for, of all things, illegal immigrants with criminal records trying to enter the United States. I wonder why that is.
Why is that?
Well, because you can practically walk across the river. It's almost non-existent there in a couple of places, and you just walk right into the United States.
Mm-hmm. And was it El Paso, I think? Was that where Kamala almost went to the border?
Yeah, she went to the military base.
Yeah, exactly. So she was almost there at the border. But one would think, Captain, this is a great, great reason, again, for asking questions about what is the vice president doing about, you know, stopping this, stopping people from coming before they ever, you know, try to make the journey at this point. You know, there's these systemic reasons.
You want the short answer?
Oh, yeah.
The short answer is she's doing nothing.
Nothing, that's right. And that's really unfortunate because what you're talking about here, you know, with illegal immigrants with criminal records coming across, you know, this is just something the American people no longer will tolerate. And it's not because they're racists or it's because of all these things that, you know, the far left will accuse the people of the United States of being. It's because it is a practical thing. Mm-hmm. It's a common sense thing that if you knew that people with criminal records were just, you know, walking down the streets of your community, well, you'd be very concerned. Well, this is exactly the same kind of thing.
Now, Chris Cuomo isn't likely going to get much more than the half of the $18 million that he's seeking as a settlement in his feud with CNN now that Jeff Zucker has been resigned and left the company. So he's being offered $9 million now as a settlement to basically be quiet about the Zucker incident, which he knew a lot about. This is coming from the Washington Post.
That's right. Well, you know, Captain, back in the day when CNN first, you know, with the genesis of CNN, basically, that was a real different time, especially the idea of headline news every 30 minutes. And, you know, this was a really big deal, and CNN grew and grew and grew. But CNN is actually just now falling apart. And if more of the stuff comes out about Zucker, maybe about not just Chris Cuomo, but Andrew Cuomo. And all the stuff starts coming out. It means that the whatever's left of CNN, and there's not much, right? It will simply unravel completely. And they are desperately, I think, trying to make sure that that doesn't happen, you know, for obvious reasons.
Yeah, that's true. And we'll see where all of this goes because it's going to be interesting. Okay. To the American truckers out there that want to convoy up and come from California to D.C., listen up. All righty, Kyle, the Canadian truckers were all on Facebook, right?
That's right.
That's how they were getting their marching orders, right?
Right.
And Facebook took the group down, right?
They did.
Okay, to the American truckers that had a Facebook group that found out the same thing happened to them, I have a suggestion. You ready?
Yep.
Go to Parler. Go over to Parler, start another group, or if you don't want to do that, you can use my group, the Captain's America. I'm over there on Parler. I'll be more than happy to have you post all your events and what you're trying to do and communicate with each other over there, because nobody is going to bother you.
Well, that's exactly right. And one of the reasons, Captain, that Facebook evidently took down the truckers groups to begin with was that they said it violated their policies having to do with QAnon. And, you know, I heard that and I just flipped. I couldn't believe that they would say such a thing. The truckers aren't part of QAnon or any of that kind of stuff.
No.
And, but yeah, so it seemed to be a pretense.
No, and it didn't, and this didn't, what they were doing had nothing to do with any of these conspiracies or anything like that. It was a legitimate, legitimate protest to try to, relax some of the ridiculous legislations that they have against themselves, and the masks and the vaccines were just part of it. Because again, what you don't understand about trucking folks is that the majority of the truckers are in their cab and they don't do anything until they hook up to a trailer or unhook from a trailer, and maybe they do load the truck, and maybe they don't, most of them don't, or maybe they do unload it, but most of them, again, don't. They have lumpers, they call them lumpers, and they're the ones that do the loading and unloading.
Well, right, right. And by the way, the truckers aren't doing anything other than exercising their freedom of association and their freedom to stage a protest, a peaceful protest, to the government to say, we want you to redress these issues that we are bringing to you. And they're using their voice. Captain, if you had protests for anything else in the world, especially something that might be in sort of in the far left or in the that sort of category, they would be being honored in the media. They would be encouraged by political leaders or celebrities and things like that. So the truckers aren't going there to riot. They're going there to say, hey, we have a voice. Please hear our issues.
I will say this again to the truckers that are involved in this. If you want a place to plant your group, you're more than welcome to go to my page on Parler. No one will bother you, the Captain's America, and use that if you don't want to start your own page, your own group, and all that sort of stuff. Because sometimes they don't want to do something like that. So I'm offering them an opportunity to do that, and you can use that as your base and whatnot. And then we'll use the radio show as your voice to tell everybody that's out there on the roads and highways what's going on and where they're headed from point A to B.
Well, that's right. Yeah, because we support the truckers and we're here for the truckers. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I can tell you that there's a couple of wannabe shows that are on the air at night that, first of all, the guys have never shifted a gear in their life, and they wouldn't know what double clutch was if it stood up and hit them in the you-know-what. All right. Hold that thought, Kyle. Folks are coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. And this friendly voice is going to take us to break.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Leading senators on the Health Committee are looking to create a 9/11 style commission to investigate the origin of and the United States' response to COVID. Washington State Democrat Patty Murray and North Carolina Republican Richard Burr releasing a draft of the Prevent Pandemics Act last week. It would set up a 12-member task force to hold hearings with power to subpoena witnesses to testify. Burr saying in a statement the committee hopes to address a pandemic response and the CDC's confusing guidance. Snow, ice, and rain are blanketing the East Coast, impacting millions. The storm that brought snow, sleet, and freezing rain to parts of Texas, Oklahoma, and Missouri, now bringing snow to Massachusetts, Vermont, and New Hampshire. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com. You need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America Third Watch.com.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. We appreciate that. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell's MyPillow.com. Now, he's been having a continuous sale over there at his website, MyPillow.com, and in particular on the radio listener specials page, where he's got about 150 items, all marked down, and you can go over there and get discounts of 50%, 67%, 75%. There's some buy one, get one deals over there as well. And all you got to do when you get to MyPillow.com is remember the promo code is always going to be Captain. Your promo code is always going to be Captain. Now, you can give them a call, too, at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. And don't forget, MyPillow.com, promo code Captain, phone number 800-641-5459. Take advantage of those prices over there, and he's got a 60-day return policy also. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Gotta love Texas. Gotta love Greg Abbott. Gotta love what's going on there. Because yesterday, Governor Greg Abbott said, and I quote, "While Joe Biden does nothing, Texas is stepping up to protect our communities and to keep Texans and Americans safe. We are finishing the border wall. The lack of action by the Biden administration is absolutely disgusting. End of quote.
Well, Captain, the action of Texas is going to speak volumes, especially as we head into the elections for 2022, as we head towards November of this year. Because I think people respond to that. They respect it. They see the inaction. And to some degree, it was some direct action by the Biden administration. They directly decided that they were going to stop the border wall, which had already been appropriated, you know, the money already there.
That's right.
And so forth. It was all, and the equipment was there.
Yep.
It was on its way. And so they stopped it, just like they killed the XL, you know, the Keystone XL pipeline.
Yep.
They did it, you know, for lack of a better term, for spite.
Yep.
They're going to spite Donald Trump.
Anything that had Trump's name attached to it, they undid it.
Exactly. And so, but the action of Texas to say, look, you know, we have to follow through on something that is demonstrably effective,
mm-hmm.
is going to make a difference, especially, Captain, with those Democrats and independents who have lost faith completely in the Democrat Party,
mm-hmm.
And the Democrat Party elite. And I think they're just going to get a very, very loud message that, hey, wait a minute. You've lost us completely. We went over. We want a different, whole different deal.
The Latino vote in the Democratic Party right now, and I never thought I would hear myself saying this, is now 50-50. The Democrats are now 50-50. They support Joe Biden, and they don't care for Joe Biden.
Well, right. And so these are really significant sea changes that are happening. And, Captain, what buoys me, though, is that these things are happening because, again, of the practical measures, of the practical issues that we're all facing, all of us, no matter our ethnicity or racial background, socioeconomic status, whatever you want to say, it's affecting everybody. And so we have a common cause. Our common cause is the fact that opportunity is being taken away. Our common cause is that the ability to live the American dream is actively being stamped out by the Democrat Party elite and the far left.
Mm-hmm. Now, there are some lower-end congressional staffers that don't get the whole bite of the apple. They're down around 30, 35,000, but certainly below $40,000 a year, and you just can't make that last up in Washington, D.C. And as a result, yesterday, I think it was yesterday, I saw Nancy Pelosi step up to the mic and she said, we're going to help the congressional staffers unionize so that they can help get more benefits and more pay, and that's the best way to do it is to unionize.
Well, is you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't that something Nancy Pelosi could like help with, like directly,
yep.
as being Speaker of the House?
Yep, without the union. Mm-hmm.
Right. You know, but still, I mean, is it just going to be another sort of thing for the, you know, for them to look at?
They are segregating. They are making this a segregationist issue by calling the union into play here and saying, well, we got to unionize. It's the only way to work. That's just not true. I'm not against the union. I'm a retired union member. But here's the deal. You don't need the union to solve the problem.
Well, that's really true. And we've seen all kinds of benefits, you know, from unionization and the various associations and so forth. But again, this becomes a thing where, you know, looks like the Democrat Party elite could try to milk this kind of thing, again,
yeah.
for their own ends, not really to help people.
Right. Now, have you seen and heard Joe Biden's new Back to Blue push? You seen that, heard that? We said it in New York the other day.
When he was in New York, that's right. He did talk about, you know, spending more money and getting more officers, this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. And in other words, he wanted to fund the police, not defund the police.
True, yeah.
Okay. And right away, the squad and their IRC chimed in and said, no, 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 we're not going to do this. No, it's just the police need to be broken up. And blah, 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 blah. I mean, AOC, I thought she was going to have a hissy.
Well, Captain, because every single thing about the United States, and specifically about the police force, the local police forces, it just irks them to the nth degree. They only believe that the United States is bad. Everything about it is bad, and the police are a target for them, politically and metaphorically and so forth. And so they will never let up. They don't care how much crime increases, how many more murders, how many more this and that, because they only have one goal, and that is to tear it down so that they can put together what they want. In fact, did you see, Captain, where AOC said how capitalism was an irredeemable system for the United States? You know, where do you go from that? You don't. But you know what I would say to AOC? I think probably the same thing you would say, and that is, well, then leave. Go somewhere else and create utopia.
Yeah.
But not here, because capitalism is not irredeemable. But that's why they're so unreasonable to deal with.
Well, one of the reasons for sure. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, now, I love baseball. I think you do too, right?
I do. Love baseball.
Played baseball for a number of years, and I coached as well. I coached my son in Little League, and I took him up into American Legion ball, and then he went from there. But anyway, the MLB Players Association has once again rejected mediation, and that appears to throw the opening day games into a total disarray as far as when they're going to be played.
That's right, because I believe players are supposed to start reporting for spring training
this week.
By February 15th. Exactly.
Yep. Pitchers and catchers this week.
That's right. So they are definitely, this is all very, very shaky now as to whether or not any of these particular dates are going to be met. And, of course, you know, they're looking, obviously, for expansion of arbitration eligibility. They want increases in the luxury tax thresholds and the increases in the minimum salaries. They want to decrease the revenue sharing and so forth. But the teams say they're not going to do these kinds of things. Now, they may bring in a mediator, but that has not really worked in the past.
Okay.
So here we go.
Before we go to break, let's get something in here real quick.
I'm too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave.
Alrighty. Where is Kamala Harris, I say? She went to down south to the border way, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Is she back?
I don't know for sure.
No one's seen her.
Well, and is anybody, I mean, and I hate to
say. Does anybody care?
I was going to say maybe you're the only one who's asking. I don't know, but I bet I am. Yeah, well, but the problem is that the vice president has now become so irrelevant to everything that it's almost like, well, where did she go? I don't know.
Well, that's because Michelle Obama is going to come out of the woodwork and run for president.
Yeah, that's what some want, yeah.
Yeah, I know that. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to let Kathy take us to break, and we'll be back with the Truckers Highway Bible Report.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Like those people of the night, they will always be
down, yeah. Music plays up until morning, they all will stay. Night people dancing the night away. When all the lights have gone down, listen, baby.
Night people,
are you fun?
Oh, oh.
They dance in the street just like the
people of the night.
Yeah, you see them moving and grooving.
All right, we are night people, right, Kyle?
That's exactly right.
Yeah, I found that. That's from 1980, by the way. That's cool.
Okay.
In the game, 1980.
Cool.
Okay, yeah. Well, take it away out west. Tell us what's going on.
All right, folks, a pretty quiet map as we head into the weekend time here, but we've got some active rain a little bit north of Seattle, mostly in the Everett area there in the state of Washington tonight. We also have some snow, looks like a little bit north of Missoula. That's going to go up near Sealy Lake, and it's also a bit south of Missoula as you head down, I believe it's Highway 93, as you head towards Stevensville, so be aware of that. We've got some cold temperatures around and so forth, but we don't have a lot of severe weather warnings to tell you about, so that's a good thing. But we do have some high winds, especially in the southeast corner of Wyoming. That's Cheyenne, I-25, also I-80. You want to be careful as you head west out of Cheyenne towards Laramie and Elk Mountain. You've got a high wind warning going on there tonight, so be careful out there.
Yeah, now we do have some snow that's moving around in the north part of the country, the northeastern corner of North Dakota tonight, which is up there around Minot to the Canadian border, and then straight across Minnesota all the way over to Duluth. Now, since the last hour, the snow has moved out of Minnesota into the upper peninsula of Michigan, where you have got a winter storm warning right now up in that area. So be advised that that snow is moving right along the Canadian border with Michigan and Minnesota and North Dakota. Now, it's very cold tonight in the North Country. North of I-80, temperatures are in the single digits or below zero. Further north you go, the colder it is. We do have some snow in the last hour. I told you about it. There was a little bit of activity around Lake Ontario. Well, it's kicking in again right now between Rochester and Pulaski and Oswego and then north up towards Watertown. So be advised of that. You're probably going to have some snow to contend with on I-81 and State Route 104 there in New York State. Now, in Texas, we have got ice, lots of ice. The Metroplex of Dallas, Fort Worth, going up I-30 into Arkansas. You're going to have a lot of icy patches there. Down south in the valley, McAllen and Brownsville, if you're going down that way, you're going to have ice to deal with down there. You've also got icy conditions to the north and west of Houston tonight. And what brought all that about is the fact that there are some temperatures tonight in Texas in the single digits around Dallas, Fort Worth, and up towards the Oklahoma border. That's cold for that area, Kyle.
It certainly is, and they're not used to that kind of cold. Exactly right.
Nope, but there'll be people having two and three coats on, especially down there along the border where they're McAllen and Brownsville. Now, going up the East Coast, the remnants of the storm is moving away, but we do have, again, frozen conditions up there, very cold temperatures where the roads have iced over, so you're going to have to be careful of that and make sure you allow yourself plenty of distance as well as making sure that you're not going too fast for the conditions up there. All right, well, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And, of course, we will talk to you again come Monday morning. So have yourself a good weekend.
You too, Captain. Thank you.
All right. Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics. Now, we're going to go over here to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And, of course, there's plenty of stuff to talk about there, but we'll see what we can conjure up to begin with. Good morning.
Good morning.
I think the Democrats are going to try to make as much out of this as they can. The jobs report yesterday, which I heard all week long was going to be bad, wasn't bad at all.
No, it wasn't. It was twice what was predicted, so that was a good thing, meaning that, you know, people are getting back to work. But the question is, why now? Well, why now is because of inflation.
Right.
And I didn't hear this White House mention that at all.
Nope.
So when you've got gasoline, I think it was at $90 a barrel. Now it's at $93 a barrel.
Going to 100.
And with that, you're going to get price increases on virtually everything now.
Uh-huh.
Everything has to be delivered by truck.
Uh-huh.
So, and we still have a supply chain issue that hasn't been resolved.
Uh-huh.
So when it comes to food and when it comes to medicine, when it comes to, you know, any other kind of consumer goods, the prices have gone sky high, so people say, okay, this isn't going to work. So economically, people have to go back to work. And I didn't hear really anybody say that was the reason that everybody decided to, you know, as many people got back in the job market as they did.
Well, I was told by a person yesterday, it could be true, could might not be, but his theory for leaving his job and waiting to see what would happen, he was out of work for 2 months, was he felt that after the first of the year, the wages were going to go up, and he could take advantage of that. Well, the problem with that is now he's got a higher wage, and it's going to be absorbed by inflation.
Well, that's it. So people aren't catching up. They're not catching up at all. There's virtually no way to do this. And, you know, I have myself interviewed people in the trucking business, and I've interviewed people in the finance and economics experts, and this is not going to be cured anytime soon. In fact, they're actually saying it could be as long as 2024. I will think next month. I mean, each week and going into the next report, we'll see if this is a trend or this is a one-off.
All righty, hold that thought, folks. We're going to be coming back with more. And Denise Simon, too, right after this break coming up here. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back with more.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.